One of the things we say at the end of the Seder, amongst the many rhymes and riddles, is Echad mi yoideya. Echad ani yoideya. And there's lots of talk in the Tzaddikim, the Sfarim, about the relevance of all these piyutim at the end of the Seder. And this one is no different. One of the questions asked is, what is the relevance of this pismon at the end of the Seder? It seemingly is unrelated to Yetzias Mitzrayim Lagamre. Meaning, where is there a mention here at all to Yetzias Mitzrayim? And the truth, that can of course be asked about Chag Gadya and about Adir B'Malucha perhaps. But this riddle of Echad Mi Yoideya, Echad Ani Yoideya, needs a beer. I'd just like to share with you two thoughts regarding this inyan out of the few which I saw. Seder night is very unique, and although we have a mitzvah every single night to recount Yetzias Mitzrayim, there's a zechet Yetzias Mitzrayim in Kriyat Shema every morning and every evening. The poskim and the Sfarim explain that the experience of Seder night is very different fundamentally than the zecher, the mentioning of Yetzias Mitzrayim every night of the year. Many reasons are given to explain this. One of the reasons and the explanations is that zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim is a mentioning of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That in the Seder HaTfilah, we recount, we recall, we make mention of the nes of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the birth of the Jewish people. The night of Yetzias Mitzrayim of El Pesach is a mitzvah of Sipur. And Sipur has many implications and connotations. One of them, of course, is to recall in greater detail the episode of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Another explanation, understanding, is that it should be done by way of conversation between father and son, between others, even unto oneself, perhaps even in the form of question and answer, as some poskim suggest. But the idea of Sipur, as opposed to a zecher, is that Sipur involves becoming one with the matter. Jumping in, indulging ourselves, swimming in the inyan of Yetzias Mitzrayim. As such, the Sfarim go as far as to say is that the root, the shayresh, the anchor of the zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, the mere mention of Yetzias Mitzrayim throughout the year, comes from the experience of Leil HaSeder. That we take one night of the year, we engross ourselves in the inyan of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's like the roots of the tree, and then the many branches afterwards, which come from this tree, are the nights of the year, the days of the year, where we make mention to remind us to go back to the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim. As such, Yetzias Mitzrayim on the night of Pesach is an experience. That we become Yetzias Mitzrayim. That we become the matzah, we become the arba kosos. And the magid, and the whole experience from Kadesh to Urchatz up until Nirtza is supposed to be one where a person enters into the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim and how he emerges as someone different than he was before. That he becomes a person of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That the themes and the concepts and the emuna, which we speak about, which we indulge, which we eat, which we share, becomes one with us. And when a person becomes one, he becomes unified with his emuna. And the emuna and the thoughts which he was used to become strengthened and deeper and more solid within himself and those around him. There's a clarity which takes place. There's a transformation which takes place. And we see that amongst Achinu B'nai Yisrael, those who are very distant from Torah and Mitzvahs, somehow they are drawn. There's a mishchu. There's a hamshacha. There's a calling to the night of the Seder. Or even those who are unaffiliated, the emuna is screaming to Yidden, and it latches on to them, and they're connected to their Messiah. And they give edus every single year that they are connected with the values of Yitzias Mitzrayim and Matan Torah, and the emuna which we stand for, and we represent to the entire world. And that allows them to be connected for the entire year, to come again the next year, and to come again the next year. And for us, Yitzias Mitzrayim Leil HaSeder is one where we enter into Yitzias Mitzrayim in the Leil HaSeder and we emerge different. This can be seen from this pismon of Echad Mi Yodea, Echad Ani Yodea. Rav Avraham Shor, he quotes Rabbi Gorovitz, the Rosh Hashiva in Manchester, England, I believe Gates said. He says the following yesod, which is such a beautiful idea. After the experience of Leil HaSeder, if I say to you, hey, what's the number one mean to you? If I say to you, what does the number three mean to you? What does the number five mean to you? You're going to answer, one is Hashem. You're going to say three is the Avos. You're going to say, you're going to snap your fingers. You're going to say five. Five is Chamisha Chum Shetar. If I were to stop you on the street on a random Wednesday in the middle of the year, and I would say to you, hey, what does three mean to you? You may say three is the amount of meals I have during the day. You may say three is the amount of coffees which I have. And on the night of the Seder, a Jew becomes one with the emuna, with the esodos of Yiddishkeit. That by the end of the Seder, if I say to you, Echad mi yodea, who knows one? The answer is going to be, I know one, one is Hashem. I know three, three are the avos. I know eight, eight are the days of the Mila. If I were to ask you that question at the beginning of the Seder, you couldn't give such an answer. It's like the Svarim say, the Chassam Seif and others, that why don't we say Ein Kelokeinu, Ein Kadoneinu, such an amazing tefillah at the beginning of davening. And it's very similar actually to the pattern here, but we're not going to explain the Chassam Seif on this. Maybe a different time. But the idea is that Ein Kelokeinu is a shavach which could be given only by the end of davening, that we could give such a beautiful shira to Hashem. Ein Kelokeinu, Mi Kadoneinu, Mi Kemalkeinu. You can only have this pismon of Echad mi yodea, Echad ani yodea by the end of the Seder, after having immersed ourselves in the mikvah of Leil HaSeder and this mikvah and these waters of Emuna and Das of Hashem. Such a beautiful idea to try to bring out, not just that there's a zecher or a sipur, but what sipur means is an experience of Yitzias Mitzrayim. That when Chazal say, Chayav Adam Liras Esatzva Kiluhu Yatzim in Mitzrayim, to see it as if we left Mitzrayim, this is the definition of that. Of course, we're not actually leaving Mitzrayim. But what it means is that the experience of Yitzmeh Mitzrayim, what that represents in Kedusha, becomes one with me. And I'm a more ruchni, connected, yoideya, than I was before the Seder began, to last me for the entire year. There's another, perhaps, understanding. And what is this idea of Echad mi yodea, Echad ani yodea? Because you'll notice that the way that this pismon is broken down is that we begin with one, and then we move on to two, and who knows three, then four. That each time we go up in the numbers, we make our way back down. And the way that we say it is, who knows five, and then four are the mothers, and then three are the fathers, and then two are the luchos that Moshe brought, and then one is Hashem. And the reason for that is as follows, that Mitzrayim is a place of numbers, where numbers rule. It's a place of Misbar. It's a place where there were many gods. And so a place where they value numbers. The very first time that Yaakov comes down to Mitzrayim, Paro sees Yaakov and he says to him, Kama yemeshnecha yecha, how old are you? How much are you? And Bnei Yisrael in Mitzrayim, they multiplied. Chazal say, Vayifreshu, Vayishutu, Vayifru, Vayibu, Ma'od, Ma'od. That there were millions of Yidden in a very short time. Because Mitzrayim represents the kayach of numbers. Mitzrayim is the gematria Misbar. It's the Misbar of Misbar. It represents numbers. It represents many. The multitudes. The ribui. What a Jew needs to know that when he makes his way up and he goes from 1 to 2, when he comes from 3 to 4 to 5 and the numbers go on and on and on. And a person looks at this world and he sees many. And like Mitzrayim, they saw many and they deduced that there are many, that there are many gods, that there's many forces, that there are many ways. When we get to that place of Misbar, of many, where Mitzrayim is rooted, we always make our way back to the beginning. And we say, even if I come to 5 and to 6 and to 10, I go back and I find the oneness and I say about all the ribui and all the Misbar in this world, Echad hu. Echad hu elekeinu v'shamayim v'aretz. That although there's Shemayim and there's Aretz, that's two already. There's heaven and the earth, and from two comes all ribui. There's Echad b'Shemayim u'v'Aretz. There's only one. And a Jew's purpose in this world is that when he goes out, no matter what he does, he always makes himself in tune. And that he's searching for the oneness of Hashem in everything which he does. There's nothing which a Jew does, whether he's learning Torah, whether he's working, whether he's spending time with his family, whether he's traveling on vacation. Whatever a Jew does, whatever he looks at, he always has to find the oneness of Hashem in everything. And we take that oneness of Leil Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is just one night of the year, and although in Godless there's two, we know that it's only because there has to be two because of the Sfeik of the Yayma. But it's one night of the year that although we're going to embark on a new year, of 365 days, there's a oneness which Leil Yetzias Mitzrayim represents that we'll find this night in all the nights of the year. Which is why we say, Manishtana halayla hazeh mikol halaylos. How is this night different than all other nights? Because all other nights, there's manys. But this night is a night of oneness. And we need to find oneness in all the nights of the year. And that's why the Mahagada recounts the story of Rabbi Akiva and his friends, that after the Seder, they stayed up a whole night being osik in the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kolamar B'lasap, Harei Zem Meshubach. And it says that the Talmidim came and they said, Rabbi Seinu, Higiyaz Ma'an Kriya Shema Shal Shachar. It came to the time of Kriya Shema in the morning. And what the Haggadah is telling us is that after a whole night of indulging in Hashem's oneness and in the miracles of the many, that's what it means to see as Mitzrayim. The tachlis of the Seder is to say Kriyat Shema in the morning, to come back to the oneness of Hashem and to say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And even those who don't make it the whole night to the Kriyat Shema Shel Shacharis of the morning, the post can bring down that although we are somewhat exempt from the Kriyat Shema Hamita on the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, because it's called Leil Shimurim, but there's still a mitzvah to say Shema, to say the Pasuk of Shema, the first paragraph of Shema. That's part of the culmination of the night. And that's why every day of the year, the mitzvah of Zechi Yetzias Mitzrayim is built into the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. That we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokein Hashem Echad, which is the first statement, and it concludes with Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Utzi Yitzchem Eretz Yitzchem Yisachem Lelekim Ani Hashem Elokeichem. That the beginning and the end of Kriya Shema are one. So no matter, even if we leave first base, which is Echad Miyadeya, and we go up in numbers, we always come back to square one, which is to find Hashem's oneness in everything which we do in our lives. Finding Hashem in all the misbar of the world, that is essentially what Yetzias Mitzrayim means. There's a ma'isa with Kedushas Levi. that his father was a very big misnage to the whole derech of Chassidus, and the Kedushas Levi perilously went, leaving his father-in-law's home, who was very wealthy and supported him, to go learn by Rav Shmelka from Nikolsburg. And after spending a long time there, he returned back to his Shver's house, his father-in-law's house. And he was very upset with the Levi Yitzchak, and he said to him, "So what were you nischadish there? What did, let me hear, what did you take away from the Beis Medrash of Rav Shmelka, the Rebbe Rav Shmelka?" So he said, "I learned there that there's a Bari Olam, that there's a master of the world." So his father-in-law laughed, and he called in the maid, the housekeeper, and he says to her, "Hayim hi yudas, do you know, is there a Bari Olam?" And she says, "Of course there is. Everybody knows this is a Bari Olam." But the Baditchever said, in his tremendous Vekas, he said, "She says so, but I know so. She says so, but I know so." The whole night, every year we have a mitzvah of Zeichi Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is "he says so," which is "she says so." What gives that its kayach of the "he says so" every night of the year is because of the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is "I know so." That a Jew is able to say confidently after a beautiful Seder, where the Ruach is pure and holy, and the mitzvahs are done according to the Divrei Chazal, that a Jew is able to say, "Echad miyodeya," who knows one? Meaning you can call in the somebody off the street and say, "Who knows one?" And they'll say, "I know." They'll say, "Yeah, one, everybody knows one." No. A Jew is able to say by the end of the Seder, "Echad ani yodeya," I know one. I know one. That movement from the Echad miyodeya to the Echad ani yodeya takes place at the night of the Seder. That a Jew, he affirms and he knows what he believes. That it goes from his head to his heart. And he becomes one with the oneness of Hashem, so that even if he goes out into the world of Mispar the rest of the year, he knows what he's saying. And that Echad miyodeya, it's a yediya. As Chazal say, that the Das of Bnei Yisrael was in Golus Mitzrayim. The night of Yetzias Mitzrayim is reclaiming our Das, reclaiming our knowledge and our affirmation and a clarity in the oneness of Hashem, which defines what it means to be a Jew. We should be zeicha that this experience should be that of the Kedushas Levi, that it should be a whole immersion in the oneness of Hashem. And in the same way that Das ended all of the persecutions and the difficulties and challenges of that Mitzrayim, so to an our Mitzrayim, not just in today's environment, but in everything which we do, Akati Avdi Dachashvei Roshanan, we still have not left Yetzias Mitzrayim Lagamrei. We should be zeicha this year. And as that oneness of Hashem becomes clear to us, we should be zeicha to forever, forever leave Achiras Olam from all the misper of the world, for all the gullus, for all the confusion which is cast upon this world, that the world should see with the clarity, Echad miyodeya, Echad hu Elokeinu Hashemayim v'aretz, v'bi'al skoyel tzedek, v'mehar v'meinu amen.